Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Katie Couric.
I'm Bozma St. John.
I'm an award-winning journalist.
And I'm a trailblazing marketing executive.
And we sound kind of full of ourselves, but together we're hosting a brand new podcast
to help us look beyond our pandemic present.
It's called Back to Biz.
With Katie and Boz.
Each week, we'll interview the leaders and big thinkers in industries from tech and education
to fashion and pop culture to find out how they're adjusting to this new way of life.
Listen to Back to Biz with Katie and Boz
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Open your hearts and loosen your butts. It's time for couples therapy.
Yeah, this podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious uncoupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new jubu. They gon' talk about it, yeah, you are invited, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's couples therapy, couples therapy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Couples Therapy. My name is Andy.
And I am Naomi.
We are a real-life couple, of comedians. And on the show, we bring you the best sets from our live show, where we have comics who are close to sets together about their relationship. Although sometimes, Naomi, we have people in the studio that we are fans of.
Ooh, yes.
And today is one of, we're recording this intro afterwards. We are still reeling.
I mean.
Because in the studio, Kalita Smith.
I feel touched by an angel. I feel like, okay, everything's going to be right. I'm about to get my skin clear. I'm about to buy a house, okay? Because Kalita just brings that kind of centering, it is possible energy. You guys, Kalita Smith is a wonderful actor who you know from shows like The Bernie Mac Show, mm-hmm. Z Nation on mm-hmm. Sci-Fi, In the Cut, mm-hmm. which is coming back April 1st, new season, baby. And
you ain't watching that. I'm going to come to your house.
And you gonna get cut. If you don't watch In the Cut, you gonna get cut. So that's April 1st. And that's
maybe I shouldn't threaten people over the airwaves.
JK, it will not happen. Also, you can see Kalita in the new movie Influence, which is streaming now on BET+. It is based on a book by Carl Weber. It is intense. It's about a black family of lawyers. It's like very intense. So pretty exciting. BET+.
Hey, you know that.
Oh, I do know about
your
black lawyers.
Lawyer.
I know about black lawyers, Andy. I know what it is to have influence.
It was, I mean, I think we say this when we recorded, but, you know, specifically Z Nation was the cement in our relationship for many years.
It's true.
I think it's on Netflix now, too.
Yes, it's in Netflix. Yeah. 5 seasons. It's not a beautiful time.
I don't want to brag, but Naomi and I were on the forefront of that shit.
We were the first.
It as
yes.
it aired. But yeah, that was one of our couple shows.
Yes.
And so this was very exciting. Also, like a show with a strong black woman as the lead.
A strong black woman, a strong black lead. And she was saving the world. It's like what it was about, okay? And that's why I loved it.
Yeah.
And so, and I felt like that show did not get the love it needed to get. People were all like Walking Dead, and I'm like, what if the characters were like cool and fun? So that's kind of what I suggest.
Yeah,
you know,
it was just a dream. This was just a delight to have her on the show.
I know,
so I'm
and
really
she
glad.
And she was so nice answering questions. And like, Kalita came. Okay, she came to help you. She came to help you get your life.
And if you would like to call up and ask your own questions for one of these advice episodes, the phone number is 323-524-7839. Leave a voicemail. We try to answer with as much empathy as our bones contain. And you can also DM us on any one of the social media platforms we're on. Hey, you know what I'm going to say, Naomi?
What?
While we're here?
What?
Follow us on Instagram at Couples Therapy Pod. Follow us on Twitter at Naomi and Andy. Hey, if you happen to get this show on Apple Podcasts, why not leave a review?
Oh, you guys, you got to review it. You got to review it, but it's got to be a positive
stars,
one.
Baby.
Okay, 5 stars only, baby. That's what we need, baby.
We are delicate.
We are V delicate.
All right.
If you have a negative review, you can just email that to us, and then we'll take some time to process it, and we may or may not respond. But
yeah,
a good review, Apple Podcasts.
Sure, sure. Two other big things. One of them is we have a Patreon. All right.
Yes.
Twice a month, we give you 2 extra episodes, exclusive episodes, just me and Naomi, kind of really getting into it, digging down deep, really put in the therapy in couples therapy.
Yes, indeed. Yes. But for, like, it's not sad.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, because when you say putting the therapy in couples therapy, my assumption is crying. But I just want to make that clear for the listener.
Oh, right. So you and I do therapy very differently.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You come away and you're like, got some real good takeaways.
Yeah, yeah.
I come out like dehydrated, desperately needing water.
Desperately seeking water.
Yeah.
And yes, for less than the price of a order of mozzarella sticks, as we say, you can get those episodes. And also, if you live in Los Angeles, our next live show is April 4th. We are still putting together the lineup, but you know it's going to be good.
You know it's going to be good. We don't play.
Yeah.
Okay?
We don't invite... I was going to say, we don't invite dickheads on the show. I've never called anyone a dickhead in my life.
I don't know. You're like in a mood. You're in a mood.
So weird. Oh, wait, one more thing. Naomi, I forgot about this. We have new t-shirts.
Yes.
Our artist friend, David Saraceno, designed them for us. Look, we have ones for our new logo and also ones for Gotta Miss a Bitch. I got to say, how could you even imagine that that might be portrayed on a t-shirt?
Honestly, whatever you're imagining, it's better.
Yes.
Our shirt is better. Our shirt is better.
Yes. If you click on store or go to merchnow.com/couplestherapypod, you can get the new t-shirts. They're for pre-order and they're going to ship on the 27th. I am so excited to have merch that we love, that we help design. That's all I wanted, Naomi, since I was a little indie rock kid in a band.
All you want are graphic tees. Tees with logos, tees that represent your interests. And now our podcast, our love, has been commemorated in t-shirt form.
Yeah.
So, you know, no pressure, but obviously, buy them.
All right. I think that's about it. Thank you so much for listening. And now without any further ado, here's Kalina. Roll it. You're nervous?
Okay. Okay. I'm going to put it out. Because I told you already. Okay. So like Kalina. Okay.
That's what the show is about, Naomi.
V obsessed with you. V into you. Kind of an icon. And I can't even look when I say it. Okay. This is not me. Like, it was so funny because when Andy was like,
Nay,
what if we get Kalina? And I was like, I can't like talk to her for an hour. Like when it's like people who I really like, it's almost like I can't. I have to be like, I'll just see them from afar one day.
Oh.
Because okay, Bernie Mac, obviously iconic for me. We were just telling Pam that
my publicist.
Z Nation is like one of our couple shows.
Yes.
Listen. Well, this, and it well, was like you, one of our.
I would say this in separate ways. You have been both a predecessor and a glue to our relationship.
In the sense that, like, you needed
the black television.
Mikasa Crystal. I love Mikasa Crystal.
Black television of the 80s into the 2000s.
Yes.
Primed me to love a black woman.
Primed him. He was prepped and primed.
227. Amen. Yeah. Different world. Bernie Mac.
Listen. Look. You should have ended it with amen. Amen. Yes.
And then Z Nation.
Oh, y'all a couple. I didn't even get that. Yes, listen. Yes. I didn't even get that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
10 years strong.
10. Yes. How you do it?
Honestly.
What the freak? TV? No. How you do it?
Yes,
come
you gotta
on,
have couple
Andy.
Shows. Number
okay.
one, you gotta have couple shows.
Okay.
You gotta have enough night. Crossover. It can't be total crossover. The Venn diagram can't be a perfect circle, but you just gotta have enough. We crossover on TV shows.
Yeah.
Some movies, I would say.
And the comedy stuff. Like, we
and
met comedy doing
stuff.
Comedy. Yeah. I think if we hadn't both... Like, we kind of both met at this time where we were like, I really want to do comedy, like, in New York, you know, doing stuff where I'm like, if we had met at another time, I don't know if it would have come together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Comedy brings people together.
It does.
It does.
Well, Naomi was, at that time, thirsty enough and patient enough to...
Wait, thirsty?
Well, listen, the patient part. We're not even mad about the thirsty. It's the patient. It's the patience, yes. For real. You finish, Andy, because I need help.
To date a repressed white man. That is what that, and then to be with me as my emotions blossomed and my ability to express my emotions blossomed.
Exactly.
And now, you know, I am like a work of art that she has helped create.
A sculpture, darling. Yes.
Now he too sensitive. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, I shouldn't have pushed his ass into therapy. Because now it's like, I got to mind my P's and Q's now. Well, because I'm hurting his heart.
Listen, no, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. How old can I ask your ages?
I'm 36.
And?
40.
No, this is good. This is good. And I'm waiting for somebody on oxygen because I really think he might just be ready. You know, he has to be a little older. You know, he has to experience some things and be ready to open up and express himself, because I'm part of a generation of men that are just closed off, and I get it. I get it. I get why half of us ain't had no daddy, you know, and depending upon, you know, what has affected you in your childhood and what you're still carrying.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so all those things, and some of those things you don't even want to talk about. And some of those things is like, oh shit, I forgot that was my problem. Like, yeah. Yeah. And I ain't gonna say no names. I was just in a situation. And in this situation, I saw a different side of myself. I'm 51, so I done been around a couple blocks, a couple boulevards, some avenues. But this particular relationship kind of shocked me about me. You know, it took me to an adolescent place. It took me to a place to where I finally decided, okay, I'm open for love. I'm ready to fall in love. I realized I wasn't really doing that. I was bullshitting with people, but not doing it in a way where I was trying to hurt them. It was more thinking I was protecting myself when really I was closing myself off. And as an artist, that's the one thing you can't do.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to be open. You have to be a vessel, right? So cut to, okay. and I realized I didn't like that me.
Yeah.
That adolescent me that was that sensitive and that had closed herself off since a teenager to where certain little things bothered me. Not just the snoring. Mm. You know, just little things like, are you looking at her?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So wait, what did you do? So as you start feeling yourself, you know, getting this way where you're like, shit, am I 14? And it's like,
I did.
Did you just say like, okay, I might have to step away from you because you're triggering my ass? Or were you like,
I did that first. And then we got back together. And then it made me start to look and realize that there's a trust thing there, and where did it come from, and really kind of examine it in a funny way. Yeah, I left his ass because it was too much. Right. But in a realistic way to grow, it was about me really targeting, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And am I still telling myself this story? And why am I telling myself this story?
Right.
And this dude is gone. He got some kids. He's in the Hall of Fame. He could give a shit about me. And I'm still carrying this conversation that is preventing me from expanding. And so, yes, I did walk away because I just feel like it was a little too much rupted kind of energy there.
Yeah.
But I love him for the experience because he was a lesson for me.
A reason or a season. Right. Or people come into your life for a season.
Or a few minutes. A few minutes is good.
Half a day.
Listen.
What?
So I'm better at night. I'm just kidding.
So wait. After realizing this, is this something that like you are looking for a certain kind of person now? Or are you looking for...
No, I'm looking for love. I don't want him shorter than me. I mean, come on.
Honestly, be open, Kalita. Be open, Kalita, because this is my experience.
I know. I'm going to be open.
I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to be open. Yeah, but if I got to say... Okay, King Arthur. The round table, darling. I would say I'm not closed off to his nationality. Mm-hmm. I will say I do prefer him taller.
Yeah.
Just a little taller than me. I like heels.
Yeah.
I do. And I got a lot of them. And I'm not throwing them away.
Yes.
And I want him to be with me. And I don't want him necessarily looking up to me.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
At least, you know, eye to eye or something.
Well, let me say this. Let me pitch this.
And
to
I don't
you.
Want him in heels. Like, wait a minute.
Let me pitch this Lips. To you. Every time he looks up to you, it's with reverence. And so there is immediately a power dynamic.
You bring it on a hot flash. You better. You better stop. Who's your daddy?
I'll send us all the pictures of us on the red carpet, Naomi.
Yeah.
Me shorter than you. She's not wearing her heels.
Yeah. But not much. I'm not like a heel person.
I'm
but
a
I
heel
know what
person.
You mean. Like, it's like, no, but it was so funny because initially though, when Andy and I did first, like even when I was first like kind of liking him, but I was like, he's shorter than me. I don't know. I was like, I could crush him with a thigh. Like I was like very nervous about this. And like, it did kind of, like we were friends for a while. Cause I was like, he's cute, but he's petite. But then I was like, you know what? Has a tall man ever done me a favor?
Listen.
And I had to just try it.
And I'm open to try it. But if there is a thing that may or may not be blocking me.
Yes, yes.
It is a height. It's a thing. That's a little thing.
No, so that's a big
thing. Yeah. It's not a deal breaker. It's just it's a big little thing.
Yeah, it affects the attraction.
I get it.
It affects the attraction.
Yeah. I get it. Well, I mean, okay.
No, I get it. Like, there are just certain, like, things you can't not be attracted to.
Well, I would, listen, it would take a couple dates.
Okay, you'd be even willing to give it a couple days?
It'd take a couple days.
Yeah, to give it a real try?
It'd take just a couple really days.
You on the apps? What? You on Raya? You on...
Listen, so, listen, hysterical. So I work on a show called In the Cut, and the makeup artist and the hairstylist was saying, okay, you got to get on a dating app. I was like, what the fuck? No, is it to that? I got to get on a date now.
Hey.
I was like, I can't just put on a good bra and go somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
I did have ice cream last night and maybe a good picture will work until I can do a sit up. But no, I'm not on Raya. And that was suggested to me. And they told me not to do Hinge only because, you know, it's not as exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want riffraff coming into your mentions.
Not even riffraff. You know what I would prefer? Someone who probably doesn't even know what the freak I do.
Yes.
That would be great.
Yeah. You're going to have to go somewhere else.
I know.
Like, not L.A.
Girl, and my passport is expired. I'm about to renew it.
Renew that before the end of the year.
I am.
Renew that before November.
You know, I am.
You must.
Listen. Bring that up. Makes me itch.
It's a safe space.
No, wait,
I got a question.
Okay.
What is your longest relationship and how tall was that person?
Oh, God, Andy, you're nosy.
I wonder if
my longest relationship.
Any correlation, if we did the data, any correlation between height and length of relationship?
They've all been tall, just to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Or taller than me.
Yeah.
It was only one guy who was, but I was short at the time. I didn't grow yet. This was high school, and he was a childhood sweetheart, and he's still the same height, and I'm taller now. Yeah. So I think that would be the only one.
Yeah.
Everyone's been taller than me. And I think the longest relationship I've had is probably off and on 5 years, but three.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those.
Those are good numbers, though.
They're small.
You're a busy working woman.
And so that was really my real catalyst to avoiding a serious relationship. So I was focused.
Yeah.
You know, and it's,
yeah.
You fall in love, you be like, oh, my God. And. What are you doing? And how can I help you? And let's grow your company. And da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, yeah, that is a fact. That is like truly accurate.
No, I know, and I don't want to say no names, but I know some women whose husbands have Oscars and whose husbands have movie careers and they are trained.
Yeah,
trained thespians of the craft. When I tell you,
right,
they're better than them.
Right. Yep.
So yeah. I'm one of those people. You know, I'm one of those women. I'm a queen who is really pushing to be empress.
A queen who is pushing to be empress. I'm putting it on a jacket. And I'm going to wear it everywhere.
That's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You might wear that more often.
Make that merch, Kalita.
Right. Listen, if I could just lose 10 pounds, I might leap.
But when you were talking about, you know, obviously you've been on, you know, a lot of shows and movies and stuff where you are playing love interests and being romantic and stuff. And what you were saying about kind of like you have to be open. And it's this weird, I would imagine, because you know.
No, they wrote it.
Right.
It's easy when they write it.
I know, but. Like,
you do what they wrote.
But then after years and years of being close to, like being around somebody, obviously it's not, I'm not saying you fall in love with people, but doesn't that give that friendship like another layer or openness because y'all been all hugged up for like 10 hours a day?
You know what? No, girl. No. No, because you know what? You know what's in the front of my mind? Because I'm not married?
Yeah.
That money. Don't you mess with my cash. Don't you mess with my money. I'm not about to mess with your man.
You're right.
Most of them are married. I don't need none of that drama. I don't, listen, if I want some publicity, I need it to be positive.
Yes.
Yes. No, I'm not in, no, no. Because that now you're in my money. And yes. Now you can, you know, easily, I can easily be dismissed because right. It's their show or their job or, you know, their project.
Z Nation was your show. And that's like why I'm very excited. Like, I loved it so much. And I felt like we weren't talking enough as a community about this like black heroine coming through. Saving the damn day, because it started out, you had Tom Everett Scott being up in here lanky and trying to handle things with a shaggy hairdo. And then when he was dispatched, no spoilers, but y'all need to watch it. I said, okay, it's Kalita's time. And it changes everything. And now this is who I'll follow to the ends of the earth. You had me trying to do some strength training, bitch. Okay? Literally, I was like, okay, I need to get that body for that apocalypse. I need to get
Girl,
ready.
Listen, and we not ready for that apocalypse. I'm going to tell you, don't do it. Don't do
what?
It. No, I will give it. They call apocalypse. I'm gonna give it 10 minutes to make sure it's real, and I'm out.
You like I'm ain't out. Fighting? I'm gonna take.
No, girl, please. Yeah. You can't. I couldn't even be in the game. You don't get no rest. You know, you don't get to say I need coffee first,
right?
You know,
oh, it's, I know.
Yeah,
I thought a ton about it. Like my skincare routine goes out the window.
Oh, out the window. Hygiene.
Hygiene,
and that's el importante over here.
Because they don't even talk about you. Whenever you're seeing like an apocalypse, anything, I'm always like, can we talk about tampons? Like no one's talking about.
We talked about it definitely in the writer's room. Carl Shaver was so great. He allowed me to come into the writer's room a few times, and people asked me, why are you always so clean? Because I'm a woman and I found a river. I'm the driver. And I'm not stopping this vehicle until we find a river. I'm gonna sit in some water.
You found a river in a hot comb too. You kept a smooth
pony. Not in a hot comb. I kept that pomade.
You kept the pomade.
I kept that good pomade.
You did. I was like, that pony staying smooth.
That good pomade. I was tapping into that Native American and that good African.
Yes.
Yeah, I gave that combo.
Just worried about going to the bathroom in the apocalypse.
Yeah, that's one thing you wouldn't worry about anymore. But, you know, it really opened my eyes because this wasn't my genre, you know. Mm-hmm. I actually discovered to really embrace this genre and really love the fans of this genre. But I didn't know nothing about it to the point to where I would always lean over to Keith Allen, who played Murphy, and be like, what's piking?
Oh, my God.
And that's what he said. Girl, how you get this job? I said, they didn't ask me to pike. Okay, so I need you to fall back and just be my friend. And tell me. He was like, well, you got to. And then I said, okay, so why won't the zombie just open the door? It's like, they can't open the door. Could you watch a movie?
I was going to say, you didn't see any of them before?
So then I was like, shut up. I just need you to just be my Wikipedia. But it's nothing I hope our show is not a how-to guide. Because it's nothing I would want any civilization to have to deal with. I mean, like, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I would say it's a how-to guide on how to make a good zombie show.
Good? Okay, good. Yeah. No, it was a great show.
It really was.
You have a sitcom background, and it's the only show that has a sense of humor. It's the only one of those shows that has a sense of humor that is enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, and I got to do none of the comedy, which was
hysterical. It was such a flip. I was like, you put this comedy person, and you give her like goofy people around her, and then she's like, saddle up. And
yeah.
I'm
like, let's go.
Exactly. It was so much like,
wheels up.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was great. It was, you know, I appreciate Carl Shea for writing this character. And I often said to him, how did you come up with this? He was like, I never thought about this character as a female. I just thought about what would this person do? How would this person deal with this situation? I was like, wow. You've actually gave me courage. Like, I don't know if I would necessarily be this way if it was not written. You know what I mean? So I got to aspire to be a better person on television, even if it's just on TV.
No.
How do relationships survive the apocalypse?
They don't. Unless you're just with somebody because you're like, we're going to stay alive.
Do people get horned up in the apocalypse?
That's what I never get. I would never, I would not want to be touched in the apocalypse.
Well, first of all,
I would be too sure.
You ain't clean. And what was that noise?
Right. You can never relax.
Listen, I was just saying.
Never relax.
I'm sorry. And then you're not sure of your shelter half the time, you know? But no, there were relationships. They had some on the show.
Yeah. No, it's been a reality.
All mine died.
If the apocalypse happened here, who's smashing?
Yeah, and it would be smashing and moving on. It'd be a lot of that.
Have to be moving
Hulk
on.
Hulk smash.
It'd be some drive-through. It'd be some drive-throughs.
Okay, while Andy tries not to choke on his Celsius, we're going to take a quick break and come back and handle your emotional scandals with Kalita Smith, okay? Hey, you guys. Naomi here to talk to you about something I am obsessed with. Rothy's shoes and bags. They are stylish, they are sustainable, and they are crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. Are you kidding me? Why would I be kidding you? The fact is, Rothy's are wonderful, and they're super comfortable. I have the black honeycomb flat and the scarlet check loafer, and I love them both. And when I wear them, I get compliments, which is honestly like all I ever want from clothing. So I am very happy with my Rothy's, and I think you should try Rothy's shoes and bags and get comfortable with them too. And also, if you're like, okay, I don't know, is this right for me? I'm gonna tell you something. Rothy's shoes are seamlessly knit with thread made from the plastic water bottles, which not only makes them hella comfortable, it has kept 50 million single-use plastic bottles out of landfills and transformed them into thread. I mean, when you wear a Rothy, you're helping the environment. So, honestly, that's all I got to say. You need to make a choice in your life. Check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/therapy. That's rothys.com/therapy. And we're back. Kalita, are you ready to help people handle their lives? We got a few questions from some listeners.
Good luck.
And we tell them all, of course, that, you know, we're not professionals, but we just have opinions.
Okay, good. So, good. Then I can do this. Yeah. I can do all right,
we got a bunch of voicemails.
Oh, we did? Okay.
Yeah, so very excited.
Okay, let's listen.
As my ancient phone loads.
Today is Andy's birthday, and I'm getting him
no.
a phone.
No. Is it his birthday for real?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Ooh.
Happy birthday to you.
Get him pregnant.
Happy birthday, dear Andy. Happy birthday to you.
I'll allow it. That's the only black woman I'll let serenade you. This is the only time
serenade
you get to have it.
I'm safe. You already heard I have trust issues.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, you guys.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Love the show. Okay, I have a bit of a quandary. So I've had a friend for over 20 years, and she's pregnant, and this is her first baby, and I've had tons of friends get swept away into the mommyhood, and I, you know, learned to deal with it. He was a friend for a while, and they might come back or they won't, but I'm always super happy for my friends and their life choices. So when I found out she was pregnant, the first thing I did was I contacted her mom because she said her mom was going to be planning her shower. And I was like, oh my gosh, can I please help with the shower? Anything you want me to do, I can do it. I'm so excited about her having this baby. And her mom got back to me super rude and was like, why do you think that I can't handle planning my kid's shower? And I was like, well, okay, I don't know what I just stepped into there, but sorry. If you need any help, just I can do anything, clean up after the party, whatever. So time goes on. I crochet blankets as like a way for my friends to, like, you know,
remember you.
And so I went on crocheting a blanket, and I was going to give it to her at her baby shower. And it's around 6 months, and I haven't gotten an invitation yet. And I know that her mom's playing the baby shower. So I'm like, hey, like, what's going on? I haven't heard about your shower. She's like, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a surprise. I haven't heard anything. And then I kept asking her. So she's 6 months, she's 7 months, she's 8 months, and I'm still asking her. Finally, she's 9 months, and we go out for brunch. It's our last brunch before she has the baby. And I said to her, so are you not having a shower? And she goes, oh, I had a shower. It was 2 months ago. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't get an invitation to it. Like, I've been asking you when your shower is all the time. And she's like, yeah, it was fine. It was just a shower. And then she changes the subject. We're at brunch. And I start sobbing because I felt like her mom did this on purpose, but she also didn't seem to care that I wasn't at her shower. And we've been really close friends forever. And so I start crying at brunch, and I'm not a crier. And she's like, oh, what's wrong? And I'm like, well, I wasn't invited to your shower. Like, I feel like a way about that. And you don't even seem to care, which was like really like what got me was that, like, all right, your mom is maybe a bitch or whatever, but like, you don't care that I wasn't at your shower. Cause if I had something about a big life event, I would want you to be there to share in the festivities with me. And so I stopped crying. We went on with brunch, but she acted like nothing was happening. She's still like texting and like, you know, acting like nothing is wrong with our relationship. And I am upset. Like, I feel like we aren't really friends anymore. So what should I do? Should I, like, cut her off? Should I tell her off? Mind you, she's about to have a baby.
Mind you, she's about to have a baby.
Okay. That was a lot. We went on a full journey. That was an experience of the beginning to the end, which starting 20 years ago.
Which is good.
I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, Kalita, have you ever had to, like, you know, as grown folks, I mean, I think as opposed to, of course, when we're like in high school and college and everything's drama. Mm-hmm. But have you ever had a time where you had to just like cut off a friend being like, there's no coming back. I'm mad at you.
Well, yes, it was much more severe than this circumstance. And I understand your sensitivity. I would say because there's hormones involved and you just got privy to the dynamic of the mother and the daughter relationship, whether you realize it or not. And the one thing in this book called The Four Agreements is not to take things personally. And I'm not good at it. I'm going to just tell you that. But it's one of the agreements in there. And what I would suggest is you've already voiced how you felt to the point to where you emoted. And allow her to take the time to have this baby. Something changes in women when they give birth. I don't know because I ain't did it, but some girlfriends have done it and I've seen them morph. And usually what happens is there's a level of sensitivity that they rise to. I feel for you, but at the same time, I just think the mother is interestingly uninteresting. And I would say, give it some time, be the friend. Friendship isn't about what people give to you. It's about what you give. And just stay sincere and true to your feelings and let her have this baby. You'll see. She'll come back around. She'll be trying to drop that baby off to you.
That is much nicer than what I was thinking.
I know. That's why I thought I'd go first.
Yeah, just be nice and like hopeful.
I don't know how you come back. Like a 20-year friend. Is that what she said? 20-year friendship? Yeah.
Because I went through something with a friend. It was much worse. She married a guy that I used to date.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
she
Yeah, listen, let's not rehash it.
Yeah, we don't have to rehash it, but that is that is how you end a friendship. Well, yeah.
I got
that
10 more minutes with y'all. This is a whole nother 2 hours. So in saying that, to just share that to this young lady, is that this too shall pass, and just know that you're in a better place for it, because it's a whole lot that comes with having a baby. And hopefully she's with the baby daddy.
Right.
Ooh, that's good advice. Wait, quick question. We don't have to get into the, but you forgave your friend?
Hell no.
No, they ain't friends. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, listen, I don't hold it against her, but I can't like her.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know how you come back from.
You don't. She can't like even this. Sit next to my pocketbook, some Mikasa crystal. Like, you a thief, girl. Like, no.
Yeah. Like, that's the one thing that I am really sensitive to, which is I'm weird. Deep betrayals really trigger me. Call me a weirdo. Call me a crazy guy. But if you betray me in such a way, I don't know how you repair a friendship after that.
Well, because it's not a friendship after that.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But then I think with this, because I know this feeling too, where like, because I wonder, because to me, it also kind of triggers that part of, you know, you just... It's true. I feel like my friends have babies and then they're gone. You know what I mean? Like, I see them twice a year, maybe. And so,
because it's a lot to have a baby.
Well, right. But I think maybe she was already feeling like, oh God, she hasn't even had the baby and I'm already out. You know what I mean? Like, that feeling that.
Well, you're not really out. It's just so much to have a baby and no one really teaches you how to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many books on pregnancy, but they don't tell you when the baby come out. They don't tell you, you know, postpartum is a conversation that women are starting to have, you know? So it's so much more involved in there, and you on the better kick. You listen, get on Hinge, girl. Get to dating. Get to being about what you want and what you have created in your life. And she'll come back around. She gonna have to, because she ain't gonna have no friends.
Exactly. She gonna want to hang out. She gonna want to hang out.
She ain't no friends. She probably can't get no nanny. That's why she being nice to her mama.
That is true and real. That is true and real. And I can see my mother being like where it's like, if she's in charge of it, I wouldn't get too much say in certain arenas. Like, that's just how. So it's like,
no,
I get
but
that.
Usually you give your guest list.
Well, yeah,
she don't know all your damn friends.
I know, but
listen, I'm not even going to talk about people's mamas. That's another
as a whole
segment.
That's another podcast.
That's a whole another studio
hold
room.
That is this podcast for the amount. Of therapy we do about your mom.
Okay, yeah, black mama drama. Trying to get it added to the diagnostic and statistical manual, but no one will acknowledge it.
First of all, those words are too big for that situation. That's where you keeping it out that book.
It is real.
Y'all gonna need some rubber walls.
I feel like you guys have similar situations. So
of course.
Kalita's like rebuilding, though. She's reading the four agreements. She's like, oh, girl, letting go.
I'm reading any agreement at this point. Listen, I'm reading the treaties.
I'll take one agreement. I'm not greedy. Just give me one agreement.
Listen, that part. And yeah, to thyself be true.
Yep.
Listen, I'm reading the Bible again.
Listen. You got another question?
Well, no, before we go on to the next thing.
Andy's not done.
He's not done.
I'm not, because there's stuff in this that I'm still trying to figure out. Okay, you're giving her time, but like, does the caller just like, is this just a hands-off situation? The caller just like has to just like live her life. And if this quote-unquote friend decides to... What does the caller do? Just forgive her when the friend
comes back? Well, she can decide then.
Well, I mean, you did it. You did it at brunch. You know, that was a beautiful thing that you did. You opened up and you were vulnerable. I mean, you send the crochet gift and you bless her. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that? I don't know. I could never have been Jesus. Y'all would have been really messed up. Because I would have been mad the first day. The first betrayal.
I've been here trying to help y'all.
Listen, the first betrayal or the first walk in Galilee with them sandals. I'd have been pissed. But the point I'm making, I believe, is that, you know, you have to show what it means to be the bigger person, the classier one, the Andrew. One that isn't grounded in blame or shame.
Mm. You're living that New Testament life.
I'm 51, so I better. Look how crazy I be looking, talking about, and fuck that bitch. No, come on, no. I mean,
I'm living that Old Testament vengeful God life.
Yeah, yeah, I saw you with the rod. Yeah, I mean, you know, to each his own, for sure, but I mean, if I have to comment, I would say take the higher road, be the classier one, and show that, you know, your life is good, like, even for the female that we were friends for over 20-something years, and we went through some things. We lived together, all kinds of stuff. We got fired from the same job and all kind of stuff. And, you know, I bless her because there's nothing about him I wanted. Yeah. Like, I know what she got. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know what I mean? It's deeper rooted in something else, and hopefully it's true love. Hopefully, mm-hmm. you know, and that if anything, right. at my highest, I would want that for her. She mm-hmm. was my friend. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want her to be hurt or betrayed, or it's coming, but you know, you know, because it's a reason why I didn't stay with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you didn't investigate that.
Yes, 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 yes.
So now it's on you. So, yeah. you know, and it's a reason why this went that way for the caller. And, you know, just lick your wound, have some ice cream or mimosa, and which is my favorite.
Yeah.
And, you know, just give it some time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
Andy. Listen, don't let me listen. Don't come to my therapy.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Kalita to answer some more of your questions. And we're back. Okay, Andy, give me this next question. Tell me what they got to say.
All right.
Hi, Andy and Naomi. Longtime listener, first time caller. I'm calling about advice for a work relationship that I have. I'll just set this up to say that I work with a lot of people who are younger. They're in their early 20s. I myself am in my early 30s, and the woman who I need advice about is in her probably like early 40s. She's one of the heads of department at our company, so she's got a lot of power. Mm. She's in charge, you know. She gets to have her opinions heard. Mm. And she's really fucking mean. She's like, really mean.
That's menopause, really, honey.
And she'll like come out and basically accuse me and my assistant of being shrill. Even though she's, like, just as loud, and she, like, tells us that us giggling girls can take it elsewhere. She's a white woman, and, I mean, so am I. and she's to the extreme of that. I'm completely unaware. Like, one of the women at our company is from Colombia and was a coordinator at a big media firm in Colombia and then moved here, and now is just a PA logger for this tiny company that we work for. In media, and so big, you know, immigrant step down, classic story. And when she was talking about it at a lunch that we were all at, this woman in question was like, oh, well, thank God you're not in Colombia having to work for drug cartels anymore. I mean, you guys, it's just like obscene.
Sign me up.
Yesterday, one of the newer women at our company left at 5 o'clock, as she always does. The rest of us stay till 6. And this woman was like, what, does she come in from 9 to 5 and then leave? Does she not know that our hours are until 6? Does Aldi know about this? Or, well, I should not have said that name.
It's fine. You're fine. Because it sounds like I'll be sure.
Does our CCO know about this? And, you know, it's just, it's like she just puts her head in places. She also told on me to my boss. She told on me to our boss because I was printing some personal stuff.
Oh,
and, like,
God.
Who doesn't print personal stuff at their office job? That's just, like, one of the unspoken perks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, like, the whole point of office job.
And so she'd be wilding. And I don't know how to deal with it because she is above me. She is older than me. She makes more money than me. And I am righteous. And I try to, like, I mean, like, when other people... When it's happening to other people, I have no problem stepping in and saying my opinion, but it's just hard because she, like, really, really hones in on me and, like, really picks on me. And I think it's just because I'm so self-assured and, like, who I am and how I am, and I think it makes her uncomfortable.
uncomfortable. Yeah, I think is the end.
She got cut off. Yeah.
Oh, she got cut off.
Yeah. Yes.
wow. Okay. Kalita, here's a question. Either in the entertainment industry or before, what do you have jobs before?
Did you do day jobs?
Hell yeah. That's why I decided to be an artist. Did I? I got fired from all of my 9-to-5s.
Really?
Yeah, and I left at 4:59. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And it reminds me of this story. Like it's hysterical today. Well, the lady is overriding her power, of course. Mm-hmm. Caller. Just know that. And usually when, because I am 51, I'm older than your boss or your supervisor, or let's just call her a subordinate, that this is a sign that there's something else for you. Oftentimes when it's very uncomfortable, it only means it's time to go, especially when it's to this point. But I worked at a insurance company, Progressive, before Flo. And yeah, it was in the 1900s, and it was a whole bunch of women, and we all worked in cubicles, and you know, we all did minimum what we were supposed to do because that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
So, and I did less than minimum because I was a little arrogant and I had a little attitude just about life, period. And I was only 20, I think. So I didn't like the conditions, and I remember in school saying, you know, always write a letter. I was like, yeah, we're going to write a letter. We're in the green room. And I was like, yeah, I was doing this whole Norma Rae rendition. I was like, yeah, I was Sally Fields. I was like doing this. I was writing a letter. And I was like, yeah, what do you want? And what do you want? And I'm going to fax this. This is when we had fax machines in the 1900s. I'm going to fax this to the people over here in Cleveland. I'm putting this all on the supervisor's desk and everything. CC everybody in interface. This is what's happening. Did this. Did the letter. Signed it. Went home. Came to work. They were at the glass doors with a box.
Oh, God. They wouldn't even let you in.
It wasn't in a big box. It was a small box. They say, everything you can put in this box, you can take with you now.
Oh.
You're dismissed. And I said, oh, really? So then they walked me to my cubicle, and I was going to go get my things. So I had some tea bags. I had some little bullshit. And then the ladies that were all chiming in about what the problems were, they were not talking to me. All of a sudden, they were like, yeah, Progressive Insurance. Blah, blah. I was like, excuse me, bitch, that's my stapler. This one girl threw it, talking about, excuse me. I was like, oh, this is where we are. And so I say this to say, this was one of these moments, and it was a challenging moment because you're young and you need this money and you've kind of, you know, made some inroads in this job. But really what it's calling for you to do is make a change, make a shift. And there are other places that you will have a supervisor or a subordinate that will embrace your efforts. And there is a such thing as enjoying your job.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I love what I do. Yeah. I mean, even you know, there's been challenges at certain sets, but I love what I do. At the end of the day, when you love what you do, you almost don't even see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's wisdom.
I'm 51. Going through menopause. Dude, listen.
Kalita is hydrating right now.
I am.
She has drinking a large water. She is just.
I'm drinking something that's burning the fat. It's probably burning the ugly, which is why I'm not saying anything ugly right now.
Andy, give us another question.
Well, it is really difficult because I've had these terrible jobs before that I've needed. I remember in, was it 2011? I was unemployed.
Yep.
And you were there. I just had to take the job that was offered me.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. And it was with a terrible woman. I know our monstrous white supremacist president. I know what he's like because I worked for a woman who is just like him. She would lie about everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was a pathological liar. There was no reason why she. We were in New York and she was talking to a client and she was like, "Oh, it's beautiful here. It's 70 degrees. It was rainy. It was like 32 degrees. It was freezing. It was terrible." She was a sexist. She was a racist. She was an anti-Semite.
I love lying about something as basic as like the weather's nice.
Yeah, for no reason.
No one cares. Like,
yeah,
no one cares if it's not. Like, but she was just like, "I have to project winning. I'm winning so much, it's 70 degrees outside."
Yeah. She would throw fits.
Yeah.
She would like get angry and just rip up the paper in front of her and just like throw it. And I had to stay in that. For moment one, though,
mm-hmm.
And Naomi, you were with me because you helped me look for them from minute one. The 9 months I was at that job, I was looking for a new job the entire time.
Well, but then the best part, because she was so crazy, right? And then you had left. And then I feel like a few months later, you and I were on the train and you ran into like your old coworker at that place. And she was like, she talks about how great you are all the time. Like this woman who would like go off and throw shit. Yeah. As soon as you're gone, it's like, where's Andy? He knew how to get it done. And you're like, okay, you're just whatever it is, you don't like it. Like whatever's in front of you, you got a problem.
Well, they always miss it when it's gone. And it's not until you're gone they get to learn to miss it. Mm-hmm. That's how you really stick it to them.
I have a feeling.
Right, you make a plan. You make a plan. If you're not ready to just be greeted at the glass doors with a box, you make a plan. And you strategize your way out of there.
Yeah.
And you make the best relationships you can. You're still young. And you move on. There's so much more. It's so, like sometimes when you're stuck in a hole, you kind of think that's the world. And that's not even the freaking world. That's just a window in a big ass building that's 57 stories. Yeah.
I have a feeling this woman did a lot of coke in the 70s. And
well, I have a feeling she's not taking her meds.
All right, let's do one more.
Yes.
Question.
Hi, Andy and Naomi. It's KK. You might remember me from the awkward tweets that I sometimes send you. So my question is about a friend of mine whose partner passed away very suddenly, and that is literally the tip of the shit iceberg of the situation. He is living with us for the foreseeable future, and obviously right now we're doing as much as we can to take care of him in whatever ways we can. But he is a very dirty boy, and, you know, eventually he'll change from being our grieving friend to our grieving friend who is our roommate, and I'm just curious at what point am I allowed to be like, hey, please put your dishes in the dishwasher, or please put the cans in the recycling bin and not just on the counter. It's been 3 weeks for reference, so, yeah, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I kind of know that one too much. I feel like I'm too on point with this show. Like, these are too many stories that are too just, like, reflective. Jesus.
Have a thought? I mean, I don't know. I'm excited. So it's been 3 weeks.
Yes. This is like a Curb Enthusiasm episode where someone is
enthusiastic
about
there's
this. An awkward situation, but there is something that prevents you from, like, the death of his partner,
right?
Yeah, but you just gotta give rules. You gotta do house rules, and especially because somebody's in your space. And I am actually kind of going through something like that. And what I did not do is I did not give a calendar date.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest giving a calendar date, because what's not fair is them occupying your space in their way.
Mm-hmm.
And my guests aren't paying anything,
mm-hmm.
because I don't ask that of you. I'm asking for you to do what you need to do to get on your feet, because I'm standing in the gap for you. But standing in the gap means, no, you can't leave your damn dishes in the sink, because I don't.
Right.
You can't. The bathroom has to be neat, because it ain't yours.
Yeah.
And the conversation of roommate is out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because roommate gives a different kind of laziness. It gives a different kind of privilege.
Mm-hmm.
This is me talking about my shit.
Yeah.
But I would say give a calendar date. I would say give some rules so that you're comfortable, because you're opening your space to someone else. And yes, they came in a place of need, in a time of need. And you're a great heart for doing so. But at the same time, you shouldn't have to suffer. And sometimes they don't know that that's what they're doing. And especially if you bring it up to their attention and then they correct it, then it's proof they didn't know. But if they don't correct it, then they're just on a timer.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's all in how you say it. You can always tell somebody, pick up your shit. And you can always say, hey, you know, I know you're going through a lot, but I think it'll help both of us and you. You know, this. You know, when you are depressed and something and hurting and your place is ugly and dirty, that don't help you feel better either.
Not at all.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's a thing. I've been working on therapy, which is you can say something to someone in a nice way that is not critical, but that is, you know, you're allowed to bring things up.
Yeah.
I came from a very repressed white Pennsylvania family, and we never wanted to rock the boat at all. And that means I never got used to saying anything to anyone. Yeah. And now, as an adult, I am trying to learn how to say, you know, it's okay to tell someone to pick up their dishes.
Yeah.
Well, and mine's is mixed with menopause, so sometimes it comes off like I'm not talking to you, but I am. And that's not fair. But, you know, I'm learning too, because in learning what it means to habitate with someone is really learning how to keep your boundaries and keep yourself happy, because the space is yours. Mm-hmm. You know, you cultivated where you live. You hustled to get your credit score. You got the down payment in. Not like all these things are not given credit to when someone is just coming to crash, you know? Yeah. You know, and until they go get their own, then they gonna see. All and right. And it's only in fairness to you, because you work too hard to get there and to have what you have.
Kalita.
Thank you so much. You're my empress. You're my empress.
Listen.
And you handled us, and we want to thank you for helping us handle a scandal.
Listen.
Cute.
You're so cute. That's so cute. Listen, I love y'all now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
See you guys next time.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.